Welcome back to the Podcast Zone at Raising the Bar 2019.
Hello, Ed. Welcome back. This is Doug Foresta. With me is Kevin Wayne Johnson. We're going to be talking about his presentation at Raising the Bar. Kevin is the founder and CEO of the Johnson Leadership Group. Kevin Wayne Johnson, welcome.
Well, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
Thanks. So, yeah, let's talk about, tell us the name of your presentation.
The name of my presentation is entitled Becoming a Person of Influence. We're going to be before the audience for about an hour to talk about that key leadership strategy and principle that all leaders have to be aware of, because we influence positively or negatively. There's not much room in between. We want to teach people strategies and principles on how to be a positive influence in the workplace.
That's great. So, yeah, say a little bit about, I think sometimes people think about influence and they think about, being really influential, meaning you're a vice president or you're a president or you're the CEO or the executive director. Say a little bit about, who should attend this event? Is it only executive directors who can be influential, or, say a little bit about that?
It's intended for the frontline leader, the person that's just moving into being a supervisor or a manager. It's also intended for the mid-level leaders, those that have been responsible for supervising and managing people maybe for 10, 15 years. They need to learn some new strategies and principles so they can be better, grow their organization, grow themselves, and develop their people. And we also have information that's very key and instrumental for our senior leaders, those that are at the senior level. They also need to be refreshed from time to time and to better understand and evaluate how they're doing. Because when it's all said and done in the workplace, we want to be, as best we can, a positive influence on everyone. So it's not based on title. It's not based on position. We're trying to get leaders to be good leaders from their heart, from their core. As a matter of fact, you don't even necessarily have to have the actual responsibility and authority of a leader. We all lead in some way in the workplace. You can be a team leader without supervisory responsibility, but people still look to you for your acumen, for your intellect, and for your leadership skills.
So I'm not asking you to give away your best stuff here, but can you give us a tip or two about what we should be thinking about when it comes to influence?
Well, I think one of the key ones is just being a better listener. There's no coincidence that we have two ears and one mouth, and being a good listener is something that has to be taught. It's not an inherent trait or skill that we have. You have to be taught, because when we listen to people, even if we disagree with their idea, at least they feel valued and that we care. These are two tips that I'll give to you all, empowering our people. In other words, just trusting them based upon the skill and the acumen that they have in the workplace, and delegating some major tasks to them to give them visibility and give them responsibility and accountability. Those are two of the 10 different principles and strategies that we really flesh out. It's a very interactive type workshop and seminar where people can feel free to ask questions as we go along. You don't have to wait to the very end. And I'm super excited. I've been teaching this particular course for a number of years at all three levels, in government, corporations, and in churches as well. And the feedback is overwhelmingly positive.
So have you been to Raising the Bar previously? Have you gone in previous years?
This is the first. This is the first. So I recently retired from the federal government, 34 years of service. And once I retired, I took off just a few months, and then I stood up the Johnson Leadership Group, because that's my passion, leadership development training and executive coaching. And it's through all of those different channels that I have now, working with the state of Maryland, working with the federal government, et cetera, that this particular conference came to my attention. Someone actually sent it my way, and I submitted a proposal, and they liked it, and they said, hey, you're on.
Well, that's exciting. I think you're going to be in for a great time. We got almost 1,000 people that are coming to this conference. So again, my guest has been Kevin Wade Johnson. He's the founder and CEO of the Johnson Leadership Group. Kevin, give them again, let's give everyone again the title of your presentation, as well as the day and time.
Okay, so we're going to be on Thursday, September the 19th, at 10:15 in the morning. So we'll be on from 10:15 to 11:15. And the title of my presentation is Becoming a Person of Influence.
Kevin Wayne Johnson, thank you so much for joining me, and I will see you at Raising the Bar.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Listen to more podcasts or sign up for your own interview at Raising the Bar by going to www.workforce180.com/RTB2019.